You've heard of Snow White and Cinderella, but how about the lettuce donkey or the ungrateful son? Well, an Austin native is serving up the lesser-known fairy tales written by the Brothers Grimm through art. Natalie Frank's fantastical and grisly paintings are on display at the Blanton Museum of Art in Austin. It's just a walk away from the Texas Standard Studios, so I headed over to check them out.
I'm Veronica Roberts, the curator of modern and contemporary art at the Blanton.
Roberts is my guide. She says the Grimm's tales may be some of the most well-known stories in the world, but that was only after they'd been sanitized and toned down. This show lifts the curtain. Let's start with Natalie Frank's uncensored depiction of Rapunzel, based on the version published back in the early 1800s.
She shows Rapunzel as she's emerging from the womb. The mother looks psychotic. She has multiple eyes, and she's missing teeth, and she's got a kind of wild mouth.
Baby Rapunzel is hanging upside down. Her umbilical cord is yellow, just like her golden hair. So the very cord that gives her life, so to speak, is ultimately what saves her from the castle.
Of course, this story is really all about Rapunzel's hair, and she foreshadows that in such a brilliant way that it would never have been done in an illustration for a fairy tale.
Now, if the Brothers Grimm tales scare you, Frank's visual depictions might terrify you, and simultaneously draw you in with their vibrant colors and occasionally violent brushstrokes. Her work pushes the boundaries of the grotesque as beautiful. Bulging red eyes, pink bulbous noses, leathery frog skin. Perhaps not the picture books you'd read to your kids before bed, but neither were the Grimm's original stories.
The original stories were absolutely intended for adults and not for children. And it was only over time that they realized that children would be, you know, a great market, essentially, for these stories.
See, it may be a pair of brothers who are best known for fairy tales like Sleeping Beauty and Snow White, but those were based on tales told by a group of women in Germany long ago. That's why, Robert says, so many of the brothers' stories center on the darker reality of life for women. Danger in the woods, child abuse, incest, and death in childbirth. Which is where the story of All Fur begins. Frank has done a trio of gouache and chalk pastel works.
Once again, the story begins with a mother dying. But before she dies, she tells her husband, I want you to remarry, but if you remarry, you have to remarry someone as beautiful as me.
So the king is grieving for years and finally realizes the only person as beautiful and blonde as his deceased wife is his daughter.
So this is a pretty interesting story. You can see why this one has not been used by Disney.
That's for sure. Unsurprisingly, the daughter is less than excited. She says she'll marry him if he can make her a cloak out of every animal pelt in the forest. In one of the paintings, we see the coat made of pig and bird and squirrel, the princess is hiding in the trunk of a very dark tree, trying to escape from becoming her father's wife.
It was one of my favorite stories. It was pretty outrageous.
That's painter Natalie Frank. She lives in New York. Do people ever tell you, I'm sure that they do, that your work frightens them or scares them?
Well, yes, I hear that. For me, in these stories, I found them incredibly humorous and playful and elegant and so beautifully written. And this sort of undercurrent of violence and sexuality, this is what runs through everyday life, whether it's our time or the Grimm's brothers' time. So it seems like something worth talking about.
Frank also drew inspiration from the stories she read growing up, Narnia, The Hobbit. She says kids everywhere have visited some of these magic imaginary places. You can check out the works at the Blanton through November 15th, and you can find Natalie Frank's paintings in a book. It's called Tales of the Brothers Grimm.